What are you going to do with your new contract money?
Oh, man, save it. Save it, man.
Where'd you run out of gas?
On 29.
How'd you get fuel back up?
Oh, man, I walked.
Is your car still there?
Nah, it's gone.
So what, a Chiefs fan just stopped along the way and brought you the rest of the way?
Nah, I had a hoodie on. Nobody knew it was me. Nah, that was just a joke, though. Yeah, man, it was just a joke.
How feel to get it done, man?
I mean, it feel good, man. I just like to thank God, man, first of all. And I like to thank the Hunt family and my teammates and the fans, everybody that supported me, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to hold out, you know what I'm saying? That's not my personality. I couldn't do it, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I just wanted to get the deal done, you know what I'm saying? I could have hold out and got way money, but, you know what I'm saying? I'm just happy what I have for right now. So, I just want to build something here and build a championship. I want to win a Super Bowl, man. That's more than just trying to hold out, man. I didn't want to be selfish like that. So, that's not my personality. I wanted to just come back and play football.
So was it a long negotiation?
I mean, it could have been way done, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, we waited long to 2 days, 3 days before training to get a deal done. We could have been got it done, but I'm just happy that it's over with. You know what I'm saying? I can move past it and focus on football now, man. I'm just happy, and my family, we happy, and the Chiefs is happy, and the fans is happy. So,
when did you guys start talking about a new deal?
We've been talking about it, you know what I'm saying? During the season, they talked about it, my agent, and they came to them. So, I mean, they knew at some time that I knew I wasn't going to play for what I was making next year. And I've been playing for 5 years like this. And, you know, it's the only time I haven't been playing with a year. I was hurt in my rookie year. So, it was going to show, you know what I'm saying? Everything happened for a reason. So, I'm just thank God I'm blessed, man, and move past it.
What does it say as an organization that they approach you guys about that? You don't see that a lot. I mean, especially with your deal, going, hey, we're going to get our money's worth out of it.
I mean, if you perform on the field, man, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying? If you're not performing, you can't go ask them for money. So, you know what I'm saying? You perform and be a good guy, be quiet, you know what I'm saying? I did everything they want me to do. I do everything. I've been staying out of trouble since I've been here. I've been inspiring little kids. So, man, I think I'm a great person, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm a good guy.
What would it have been possible for you to really actually have held out, do you think? I mean, it would have churned you up so much that you almost couldn't have done it.
I couldn't do it, you know what I'm saying, tell you. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to do it, but it's just not me, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a cocky player. I'm not one of the players that, you know what I'm saying, don't do that to my team. So, I mean, I've always been a team player my whole time here, and I did everything they asked me. I couldn't hold out. I couldn't see. I was just ready to get a deal done, you know what I'm saying, and move forward.
Hard for you to stomach, but at the same time, how much was it about respect too, you know, being the second highest paid running back in the league at coming up from 11, you know?
I mean, it's being recognized, you know what I'm saying? I've been known as the top, but since I've been in this league, I've been known as the underdog, and I just wanted my respect, you know what I'm saying? Respect, but, you know, I still got to earn my respect, so, you know what I'm saying? I still got to go out there and perform, because at the same time, I ask for more money, at the same time, they can take it away. So, man, it's all about staying consistent and staying successful in the league. I want to be a Hall of Fame when I retire. I want to win the championship. That's what it's all about, you know what I'm saying?
Are you the best running back in the NFL?
I don't question that, you know what I'm saying? I let people decide who's the best, you know what I'm saying? I go out there and play football. At the end of my career, I want to be a Hall of Fame. I don't go out, I don't judge who's the best, who's this and that, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got different talent, so.
You said last March you wanted to. You look at Peyton Manning, you want to be kind of like a Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I think, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think I could. Oh, yeah, I could play it out. I mean, with my running style, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Most running backs, I'm at 1,000 yards carry. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm still fresh. I'm still feeling good. If I continue to work hard, man, you can go far. My philosophy, my definition, if you hard work pays off, you know what I'm saying? If I continue to work hard, I mean, stuff still can come to me. I'm very blessed. And I think my skills, the way the game changes, we not getting the ball 30 times and 20-something times a game. I mean, sometimes I get the ball 10 times and the rest of it is the catcher. So, I mean, it's just the way they use me now and the game has changed.
You like the way you're being used now as opposed to maybe in the past?
I mean, in the past, you know what I'm saying, it was still known as running, you know. Now it's changed to a whole different level of philosophy as it's passing. So, I mean, the game has changed. So, I mean, I like the way I'm being used and utilized. Coach Reed's a great coach, and he know how to put me in space, and I just try to take advantage of every opportunity he gives it to me.
Jamal, do you realize fans basically – were on your side on this and wanted to see you get did you have that sense?
I mean, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody knew. I mean, I had a lot of support from media and a lot of people from, you know what I'm saying, people that know me, you know what I'm saying? And some people know me from just a Chief player, and some people know me from just a Texas player, and nobody understand, you know what I'm saying? Everybody just, all the Chiefs fans, some of them understand, but everybody back home and where I'm from that knew, I understand that how it was. So, you know what I'm saying? Most people didn't want to see me. Some people think I was selfish. And that's not me, you know what I'm saying? I just think, you know what I'm saying, you get what you deserve, and everything happened for a reason.
You talked about wanting to be a Hall of Famer and win championships. Can you do that in Kansas City, you think?
I think I can, man. If I continue to put the numbers up I've been doing my whole career, I definitely can. I want to, you know what I'm saying, I have a chance to be the all-time leader here in the Chief and just in four or three games. So, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely possible if I put up 10,000 yards rushing and, you know what I'm saying, and also catching the ball. So, you know what I'm saying, it definitely can happen. I see it in my eyes.
We talked about having your hero, Priest Holmes, how important that is.
Oh, yeah, man. That's, you know what I'm saying? If that opportunity come, man, you know what I'm saying, that'd be a goal that I've Priest Holmes.
But there's guys higher than him on the list.
All
the way up to Emmett.
Oh, yeah. Emmett is, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be 12 more years, I think, now. But, yeah, Emmett, you know what I'm saying, definitely one of the best running backs, you know what I'm saying, that's definitely a goal to set to reach one of the top running backs that ever play him and Barry Sanders. So.
All right. Thank you.